This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Israeli army says it found a dead hostage in the Al-Shifa hospital complex and blamed Hamas on the death. They also said they found Hamas weapons in the hospital in tunnels beneath the complex, releasing a video showing the material.
This is the bag that we found.
Hamas, which is a U.S.-designated terrorist group, denies the claims. U.S. President Joe Biden has made America's case to CEOs attending the Asia-Pacific Summit in San Francisco.
The United States is a Pacific power. I had that brief discussion yesterday with President Xi. He had asked me before, I reminded him, why we are so engaged in the Pacific. It's because we're a Pacific nation. And because of us, there's been peace and security in the region, allowing you to grow. He didn't disagree. By the way, it was a very good, straightforward meeting.
Biden told the CEOs that the U.S. and other Pacific nations could offer businesses a better option than China. EU Council President Charles Michel meets with European leaders in Zagreb talking about the bloc's enlargement.
We know that the enlargement, the prospect of the enlargement is very important because we know that the EU will be safer and more prosperous with those countries.
He said that foreign interference from Russia and other sources could pose a threat to the EU enlarging. The six Western Balkan states, Albania, Bosnia, Kosovo, Montenegro, North Macedonia and Serbia, are all at different stages in the process of joining the EU. Last year, Moldova and Ukraine were granted candidate status, and Georgia is waiting for the same. This is VOA News. Britain's Foreign Secretary David Cameron continued his visit to Ukraine Thursday, his first trip abroad since joining the government as foreign minister on Monday. He traveled to Odessa's war-stricken grain port. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
Cameron, a former prime minister who returned to government in a surprise appointment Monday, said when he arrived in Kyiv Wednesday, he wanted to make the trip to Ukraine his first overseas visit as foreign secretary. On his visit to Odessa, which has become a regular target of Russian missile strikes, Cameron inspected Navy ships with his Ukrainian counterpart, Dmitry Kuleba, and praised Ukraine's recent naval efforts.
And I'm also pleased to be standing on the shore of the Black Sea, where the Ukrainian Navy has had immense success in beating back the Russian Navy and taking far greater control of this vital maritime corridor.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
More pandas may be coming to the United States from China. We'll get more on this now from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Last week, three giant pandas left the National Zoo here in Washington.
This is a hard morning.
It was rough on zoo director Brandy Smith, and Chinese President Xi Jinping says he knows it was hard for many Americans to say goodbye, calling pandas envoys of friendship between the two nations. In a speech after yesterday's summit with President Biden, Xi appeared to suggest China will send more pandas, most likely to San Diego. There are now just four pandas left in the U.S. in Atlanta. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's Red Cup Day at Starbucks, and while that usually just means it's get a free reusable holiday cup, today it also meant thousands of workers walking off the job. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Just like they did on last year's Red Cup Day.
Union buses got too far.
Give us a behind the bar.
Thousands of workers at some 200 Starbucks locations are planning to walk off the job to demand that more stores be unionized and more staffers are scheduled on busy days like Red Cup Day. A barista in Oklahoma City, Neha Kremen, says workers are already overwhelmed and says understaffing hurts the workers and also creates an unpleasant experience for customers. Starbucks is downplaying any impact from the walkouts, which started Wednesday. More than 360 of its approximately 10,000 stores are unionized. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Jimmy Kimmel has been chosen to host the Oscars for a fourth time. He'll host the 96th Oscars next year, his fourth time helming the pinnacle event of the Hollywood's award.